Indie Soul Rhythms with Michi Alfonso, bringing you the very best in Indie Soul.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Indie Soul Rhythms. Today we're joined by Mr. Joe Levy. Welcome to Indie Soul Rhythms.
It is my pleasure to be here, my brother. Thank you. And thank you to all of Indie Soul listeners. I appreciate that.
No, it's always a pleasure having indie artists on our show. So let's get right into it, because I know people are eager to find out a little bit more about you. So growing up in San Diego, how did the city culture and music scene influence your sound and artistic journey?
Wow, what a great question. I grew up in the great era of Motown, you know, so we grew up with so many great influences. You know, I was coming into the, and I was born in the early 60s. So when I was coming up, you know, I was listening to my favorite male vocalist of all time is Nat King Cole. So I had his music. Then I had Marvin Gaye. Then I had Smokey Robinson. And of course, the Jackson 5 with Michael Jackson, who was the greatest male at the time, the greatest kid singer to ever live was Michael. And so we grew up just idolizing the Jacksons. And then we had Al Green, and we had, you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, and, you know, all of those great artists, you know. And I just, you know, I channel my, it's all those musicians are part of my soul. So growing up in San Diego was so cool because the weather is always 72 degrees. We didn't have the racial animus that was going on in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
So we had a chance to grow up in a military town around progressive people. And it was just a great place to grow up, man. We really enjoyed our childhood. My grandmother was a huge influence in my life. She was our premier caretaker, and everything that I am today, I owe to her. She was everything to me.
Big shout out still to Grandma.
Big shout out to Grandma. And so, yes, growing up in San Diego, man, was a vibe because it taught me to be a bigger thinker. I wasn't locked into a space of thinking that I was less than somebody else. I always believed that I could do anything, and that comes from growing up around progressive people and not having those negative influences in my face.
That's critical, isn't it? Yeah.
Very so critical.
You've performed across the US, Asia,
yes.
Japan. How have these experiences broadened your musical perspective?
The thing that I love about music is it connects everyone. No matter what your language is, no matter what your culture is, somehow music finds a way to touch your spirit.
Yeah.
And so I'm very cognizant of that. And the messaging in my music is always about love, because I believe that's the music that I grew up on. You know, I don't believe in violent imagery. I don't believe in misogyny in records. I don't believe in denigrating women or, you know, denigrating people of different ethnicities. There's none of that. Music should inspire you to be better, and should make Absolutely. You. It should be a place of escape, and it's kind of weaponized now. They've kind of weaponized the music, and the results are, you know, the kids are more violent. They have harder times making real relationships. They're bringing kids to the world without love. The value systems are very, very low, and that's because music is driving that message.
Yeah.
And so to the extent that I can, at the age that I am, I'm trying to remind these youngsters, loving a woman is the best thing you can ever do.
Absolutely.
Family is the best thing a man can do. Be there for your children. Pray over them. All the messages in my music is about love and togetherness, because I believe we need that.
I love that, man. I really love that. Yeah.
It makes
total sense.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
And, you know, being an independent artist, you know, there's nobody telling me what I can't say.
Sure.
So, and so the album is a rich collection of 11 amazing songs. We've had 7 releases already, and we're not done. And it's just an array from soul to smooth jazz to gospel. We've got the whole gambit of music here, because all of those things are part of my life and a part of my soul, especially my love for God.
Sure.
You know, the album is titled Soul on Fire. The title track, Soul on Fire, is a gospel record.
Right.
And it's about my love for the Lord. It's about how my grandmother raised my brother and I, praying over us every day and baptized and all of that. So those are good things to, and I tell people all the time, man, make sure you pray over your children. You know, pray over your children. That's a very, very important thing to do. God covers our kids, and he covered me because my grandmother asked him to, and he's covering my kids. It's generational. So I'm just trying to spread these good images and good messages to the extent that I can.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, it's just amazing how the world has changed. The things that we used to embrace are now becoming almost like taboo. But I hear what you're saying. I've read somewhere where fans describe your performances as intimate, soulful, and unforgettable. What is your secret for creating such a deep emotional connection with your audience?
The truth.
The truth.
The truth, man. You know, we all experience the same things, you know, and I'm very honest about my life, about the pain that I've suffered, the love that's brought me back from it. And I pass that on to the audience. It's kind of funny. When I went came the last time I came to Britain, we went to bowl with a radio group. I won't mention the name, but we went to bowl Croatia, and the experience was so amazing that, you know, I was so emotional because I had just lost my wife at the time, and I was so emotional in my performance. Everybody in the audience started crying. So they printed a shirt and said, "Joe Levy made me cry at bowl." You know, it's like that's the truth of who I am as an artist. There will be no crying at the shows coming up. I guarantee you this year will be joyful. But I'm honest about the music, man, and I put my heart and soul in these songs, and people feel that soul when they come to the show.
Talking about shows, you'll be coming to London in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, we'll be coming on March 14th to the Lounge Jazz Bar in Essex, and then we'll be at the Pizza Express in Holborn on March 15th. So I'm looking forward to those two dates, and I
Looking forward
suggest
to it.
everybody get tickets. It's going to be an amazing show. We're going to
Absolutely.
have a great time. A great time.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it as well. And as an independent artist, what do you find most rewarding about creating music on your own terms? I know you've already mentioned that there's no one to tell you what to say, when to say it. How does that, what is the most rewarding about that?
The most rewarding thing about being an independent artist is my fans are created by me. I don't have a record label. I don't have a manager, booking agent. So everything that we're doing is grassroots. And so when people are showing up and they've heard these records, it's because of all the hard work that I put in trying to get them out there. And word of mouth, and have people come up and say, "Joe, I just love this record." Or, "Joe, this song really touched me, man. I really appreciate that, brother. That's phenomenal." And that kind of thing just makes you feel like you can go on. You know, of course, you know, if you had a machine behind you, it would be a much bigger thing. You know, if I had the money behind me, like October London, I think my record would probably be bigger than that. But this is what happens when you have that kind of muscle behind you, a label. You get up, you create. And I don't have the muscle, but I got the hustle. And so we're going to keep on just one making fans one at a time, and making these shows until we develop the kind of fan base that we can eat from.
That's true. That's true. And I mean, and that's why we've created platforms like this, because we, I personally know that it's difficult as an independent artist to get yourself out there and compete with people that got muscle, financial muscle behind them. So I think, platforms like this are crucial. And I'd encourage anyone who has potential or anyone who has access to, doing this type of thing and, giving you a platform to showcase your music, they should go ahead and do it.
Absolutely. You know, and I'm looking at your background, man, and I'm just smiling because everybody on that wall influenced me. The Whispers, Tina Marie, Prince, Whitney, Michael, Marvin, Teddy, Anita, Aretha, Johnny Guitar Watson, everybody on that board are favorites of mine. So we are kindred spirits in music because I'm seeing who you posted. So you know when you hear the music, these are the influences that you're going to hear in the music, because I was
Absolutely.
influenced by everybody on that wall.
And that's what I grew up on. So
Yeah, it's, you know what I mean? That's what connects us,
That's
is
absolutely.
the and all those artists were real connectors, man. Luther was amazing. You know, I mean, everybody was different. They had their own vibe, and the music just kept coming. You know, and I love that. And I'm trying to do the same thing. You know, I make great records. They're very expensive to make, but it's a legacy. I feel like I'm leaving something that will last beyond me, I hope.
No, I appreciate that, man. I really do. I really do. So I'm thinking about your awards and recognition. You were nominated for Soul Tracks Song of the Year and Male Vocalist of the Year. That's a remarkable achievement, especially
And album of the year.
an album of the year, especially
Yes.
being an independent artist. How has this recognition impacted your career?
It's just made me feel like I can do this. Like somebody is listening, even if it's only the people at Soul Tracks that recognize, because they listen to everybody's record. It's not just independents. This is independent. This is commercial. These are, you know, artists that are on labels, and they give everybody the same judgment stick. So to have my album next to some of the great, you know, supported artists means a lot to me, because it means that I'm doing something that people are taking notice of, even if the masses don't know, because they don't. But at least the people that take time to really find independent music and compare it to others that are not independent and put me in that category, it feels amazingly great. And it's also great that some of the artists that I really respect, like Will Downing and others, have reached out to me, you know, and said, "Man, I love your music." When Will Downing reached out to me on my first album and said, "Man, I love what you're doing," that was a lift for me. Major, you know, major lift. Because I really respect Will. He's one of the goats in this era.
Absolutely. I
So
had
to get
Yeah, he was a guest on Indie Soul last month, and really down to earth.
great brother, man. And sings
Massive
his
sense
face
of
off.
humor.
Yeah, very powerful, sings his face off. And that's what we're trying to do. When we come over, man, we're gonna leave it all on the, we're not we're gonna give it all. We're gonna leave it all on the table, bro.
Now I'm so stoked, man. I can't wait, man. Can't
Yeah,
wait.
we're gonna leave it all on the table. We're gonna come through there, man, and do the best we can to really show people that not only do I make great records, but we can actually do it on stage. Some artists can't do it.
Absolutely.
They can make records because they got all the tricks and all the gimmicks. But no tricks and gimmicks with Joe Levy. We come in old school and do it the way we do it.
The
We're gonna
truth
bring
comes
it.
out. The truth comes out when people perform live.
That's exactly it. And you know, I'm sure you've seen some really big names live that were like, "Man, you know, wow, I expected a little bit more than that." But
Absolutely.
that's the way it is. You know, there's hype, you know, there's live, and then there's Memorex, as they used to say back in the old days.
And so talking about performing live, how do you prepare for your live performances to ensure each one feels fresh and engaging for your audience?
Again, man, I just come with the attitude that I'm gonna tell the truth. You know, I like to engage with my audience. I like to, you know, like they want to know where the songs come from. Some of the stories behind the songs are really funny and engaging. So we just try to take people on the journey of what my journey has been over these last 10 years. And some of the stories are really good. I don't try to talk too much, but I try to mix a little bit of truth and just great sounding and good music, and we just carry on from there.
So there's one song of yours that's been on my playlist now for almost 2 months. Find a Way to Love, featuring Jeanette Harris. Can
Yes,
you
sir.
talk us
That's what,
through what inspired?
man, when I kind of had a feeling that my relationship, my 23-year marriage with my wife was in trouble, that's where that song came from. Because I had a feeling, man, something just don't seem right. You know, I've known this woman all my life, and something is amiss here. And it turned out it was something wrong. But the something that was wrong was really something that was right. And love is a two-edged sword. Sometimes you have to let a person go when you love them, because they need that. And that was the case in my situation. We weren't angry at each other. We just grew up, and my wife needed more than what I could give her. She needed to live life on her own terms. And that's where Find a Way to Love was written. Because, you know, I start off telling the story. We're not talking. You won't say what's on your mind. If I ask you, you say everything is fine. But I got a feeling down inside this, I'm losing this. And that's where it comes from. And sometimes in a relationship, you got to find a way to love. You got to really work at it. It's like a garden. You got to
Absolutely.
take weeds out. You got to make sure there's no bugs on the flowers, and you got to pour the water and get the sunlight. That's how you build love, is being a good gardener. And I wasn't a good gardener. I took a lot for granted, and it taught me a great lesson.
Yeah. Now it kind of explains why I got hooked onto that song, because I identify
Okay, you see,
being through
we could
that. Yes. Yeah.
connect it. You
Yeah.
understand what I mean? You've
Yeah.
been there. That's what makes the songs, that's what makes it stick to you, because
Yeah.
you've something that we all experience. And I just articulated it in the song, and I really channeled my Luther Vandross on that. That was a song that I wanted to kind of make it more Luther-esque,
Yeah.
you know, in the spirit that he would write a song in. And because he was a great songwriter. Luther was
Very
amazing.
authentic.
Yeah, very
Very.
authentic.
Yeah.
I'm glad you like that song, brother.
I do. I mean, it's been on my playlist. I think, yeah, from the time actually I received it, it's been on my playlist. But I didn't understand why it was on my playlist. That's why I asked you what was the, inspiration behind that. But you've explained it, and now it makes sense to me.
Amen. Right
Yeah.
on.
I love that, man. I just love that. So, any future projects and visions? What's next for you? Can fans expect new music collaborations?
Well,
Show you coming to Asia.
we're gonna come over to UK with the album, with the show. We've got more singles off this to release. We're gonna release "Soul on Fire," the title track, which is a gospel record.
Right.
We're gonna release "Words," which is a ballad. We haven't released a ballad yet, but we're gonna release "Words," and we may even release "Up a Notch." So I think we're gonna end up probably releasing all 11 tracks on this,
Right.
because so far we've had nothing but great success with every song and every release, and that's really special to have an album that you can start and let it finish, and every song is amazing. We do have more music coming. I'm working on a new cover.
Okay.
One of my favorite songs of all times. I don't want to mention the name of it, but
Right.
I think people are going to recognize it right off. It was a number one record for 17 weeks in a row.
Right.
And I just love the record, and I saw the originals do it not too long ago. And so I was like, you know what? It's time to bring that song and add a little Joe Levy flavor to it. So we've done a few covers. We did a great cover on Deja Vu that we didn't put on an album, but it was a single, and that's a really, really great record. And I love to do cover records and bring my own space to it.
Sure.
And we did that on this album with "Love All the Hurt Away," that's going to get released. And that's a remake of a George Benson and Aretha Franklin song, and "She's on Your Board."
Yeah.
So they did that song in 1983. It wasn't a big hit for them, but it was a beautiful song.
Yeah.
And I redid that with Robin Joy, and it came out really, really well. We added some nice elements to it, and it's a beautiful ballad on the record, and we may even release that.
Okay, can't wait for that. We can't wait for that. So are there any dream collaborations or, you're eager to explore? Because,
Yes,
okay.
absolutely. I want to work with Don E.
Yeah.
I love Don E, man. That dude right there, he is so funky. He is so funky and so clever. And I just love the way he rolls. I feel his soul in his music, you know?
Yeah.
So he's someone that I want to work with very, very badly. Also want to work with Karen Wheeler.
Right.
I would love to work with Karen Wheeler, man. And Amisha Paris. I've been in
Right.
love with Amisha Paris since the 80s.
Sure.
So I would love to do a duet with her, because I think she's amazing. And "You're My One Temptation" is one of my all-time favorite
That's a
singles
big
of
tune.
all time.
That's a big tune.
Big tune, and she's
Yeah.
amazing. And
Yeah.
still looks good. Still fine.
Well, you've put it out there. It's going to happen.
I would love that to happen. You know, I
Yeah.
don't know any of these people yet, but I certainly would like to.
Speaking of Don E, he's got a new single out, which is it's just blew up.
And
And
Donnie, he's the real deal, man.
yeah.
Everything he writes turns to gold. I love that brother.
So
And we're social media friends, and I have told him I want to work with him. I think he laughs at me, but I love Donnie, man. I think he's amazing. Prem Sharma is a good friend of mine. Rich Baker,
I
you
know,
know, Rich is a good friend of mine. We love each other, and we're probably going to end up doing some things together as well.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. I mean, like this morning, I was like really humbled because Don E posted on my Insta because I featured his new song yesterday on my playlist. And that's the first time I've communicated with him on social media. I was like, oh, okay, someone is taking notice.
Yeah, he
No,
is really, really creative, man, and I love him, you know. And plus, you know, he's MD for Grace Jones, who's another one of my all-time favorite
there
artists.
you go.
You
Yes.
know, I tried to go see her here, but them tickets were so expensive I couldn't afford it. You know, they wanted like 3 G's for Grace Jones. And I'm like, man, she iconic, but I can't fork over that kind of dough. You know,
Sure.
she getting that Beyonce money.
So what legacy do you hope to leave in the music industry, and how do you see your career evolving in the years ahead?
Well, you know, I'm gonna do this as long as as God give me strength to do it. And I hope people say that I added good things to the diaspora. I hope when they realize that the music that I've done, that they say, man, this was a guy that really loved music and he put love in the music. And that's it. My kids come to my shows. Your kids can come to my shows. It's family friendly. And that's important because kids need to have good things in their spirits. You know, and we're putting the wrong things in these kids, and then we wonder why they're going left. You know,
Absolutely.
I don't make trap music. I don't make death music. I don't make sex music. I make love music. You know, and that's important for me.
Amazing. Got a couple of fun questions to ask you. I'm going off the script here. What's the best compliment you've ever received regarding your music career?
I just love this record.
Right.
When you hear that, there's nothing greater than that for an artist.
Yeah.
There's nothing greater than somebody saying, man, I just bought this album and I absolutely love it. That's the most, I can't tell you how that feels.
Yeah.
Just to hear people say, man, like when you said, hey, man, I've just been on my playlist for 2 months. That's it. That's it. That's the stuff that makes me say, man, I got to keep doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and
True.
I do. I you know, I spend considerable amounts of my money making these records,
Sure.
but it's necessary and it's my passion. You know, I'd be spending it other ways if I wasn't doing that.
One last fun question. If you were to spend a day in somebody's shoes, who might that be?
Ooh, my father.
Right.
He told me that. He said to me, he's gone now, but he said, don't judge me until you walk in my shoes. And I have had a chance to put those shoes on, and my feet are too small.
Sure.
He was a much better man than I'll ever be. And I love and miss him a lot. And those lessons he taught me, they stick with me.
That's a very powerful statement. Don't judge me until you've walked in my shoes. I love that. Yeah. Amazing stuff. So, a couple of final questions. After, this time in the music industry, what continues to inspire you to create and perform?
Our community, we're in need of good information. We're in need of leaders and people to lead. You know, all of our leaders have been either murdered or discredited,
Yeah.
and it's an attack on our community. It's an attack on our kids, and we don't control the messaging. We don't control the narrative,
Yeah.
and that's what we're trying to do. And we have to control our own narrative. And this country is divided because we're unstoppable. We always have been. Everything that's been thrown at us has bounced off us like rubber bullets because we are an indestructible people. But they're trying to get us to destroy ourselves. And that's what these kids are doing. They're murdering each other before they turn 18. You know, the girls are out there having kids that they don't love, and by kids, by men they don't love because they don't understand how important it is to develop this. Everybody wants to turn around and put their butts in the screen and shake, you know, do that kind of thing. And it's not family. We got to get back to family.
True, true. That's very powerful. And finally, what wisdom would you impart to, anyone who's thinking of, going into music as an independent artist?
Be original. Write from your soul and think about your messaging. You have a responsibility to lift people if you have an audience. Don't denigrate and drive people into their lower nature. That's the devil's work. You know, God is here to give us life more abundantly. So connect to that energy and put that in your music.
Thank you, sir.
Amen to that.
Thank you. So before we let you go, I'm going to ask you to introduce one of my favorite tracks, Find Your Way to Love.
Wow. This is Joe Levy. I'm here on the Independent Network with my good brother. This is Find a Way to Love featuring Jeanette Harris, one of my favorite songs. God bless you guys and keep me in your prayers. And I hope to see you in Essex and in Holborn, March 14th and March 15th.
Definitely be there.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
You're not talking, you won't say what's on your mind. If I press you, you say everything is fine. But I got a sinking feeling way down deep inside that I'm losing you. I never question where you come or where you go. Now I wonder, I really need to know. My very trusted friends telling me this could be the end. Always knew there would be days like this. We can fix things with a hug or a kiss. We find a way to love. Sometimes you gotta find a way to love. Complicated mess. What happened, baby? Take your educated guess. We had sunshine, now we've got rain. Ain't no fire, there's no flame. No passion, so no pain. Let's just stop. Ooh, take a minute,
take a minute.
Think about this fire before we jump in.